Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Bible, Tribe Yaga,
YHDH, part number 120. So we're going to go straight and bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast. And then we'll spread the books out and see which way to go from there. So we're going to find our elder and bring him in, Mr. Tibbs, and tell you all about the broadcast. Remember one thing, this time tomorrow night will be that great big old feast day called the Feast of Weeks. Time tomorrow night will be the white garments, the Feast of Weeks, and all six locations will be ready for you on the Feast of Weeks, white garments, fringes on, Feast of Weeks, this time tomorrow night. Bring our elder in. Elder Tibbs, Yahweh beat you there, see you, right?
And Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Well, hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Elder. Well, one thing we do know, Fox can't have been lit and the curtain hair went up. So whatever you got to tell this national audience, this really is a national audience. Take your time and bring your part and do your part there, Elder. You on the clock, come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me once again into tonight's broadcast. And if I'm not mistaken, it's among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because the more people want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, we have less those out there spreading the bad words, which is not of Yahweh. This reminds me that when people with good sense, or wise men or wise women, when they have a conversation, they often agree with each other because they're on the same topic, and they know that's what's being discussed is correct. This brings up a Bible verse I'd like to mention, actually a couple. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 16 to 18, verse 16 says, "And these are likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness. 17, and have no root in themselves, and so to endure but for a time afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended, and these are the ones which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word." I mentioned this to a few people before, that when they hear something that's right and they don't want to listen to it anymore, they immediately they get offended and they want to start an argument. Now look at this in the book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse number 15. 15 says, "If a skillful man, a woman, hears a wise word, he or she will commend it and add unto it. But soon as one of no understanding heard it, it displeases him or her, and he or she casts it behind his or her back." You know, these are times when we all need the word of Yahweh. When we have to find out also, why do we say Yahweh? Look on your smartphone. Let that smartphone make you educated. Put in YHWH. Meaning, and see what it tells you, and you will find out it's the Yahweh of Israel. You know, we're here to show you the fruits of our labor. We are working hard on the Bible understanding to get this word out to you. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, it reads, "And Yahweh the Son, he went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues or churches, and preaching the gospel, the covenant of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. 37. Then he said unto his disciple, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray ye therefore the Yahweh of harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest." Well, harvesting this word is a big thing, because there's so many speaking against this word. This is what it tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse number 10. 10 says, "For Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints that do minister." That's why it's good to have just one teacher. More than one cook making a cake. Well, as I said before, you never know what you're going to get when they finish. They say more than one cook spoils the brew. In the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 6, and reading 35 to 37, let's see what kind of wisdom this gives us. Verse number 6 says, "Be at peace with many, but have one counselor over a thousand." 35, "Be willing to hear every Yahwali discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee." 36, "And if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door." 37, "Let thy mind be upon the ordinance of the Yahwah, and meditate continually in his commandments or Torah instructions. He shall establish thine heart or mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire." We all know there's a history of the world past and also of the world present. You have to think that our history starts from our birth to our death. But those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. Now, on this note, those who fail to learn it correctly, they are simply doomed in this world and the world to come. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics about the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. There have been many asked, how can you guys get this much information out of this one book? Well, it comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, and also keeping the Sabbath days. And much more comes in this one book, because we know this is information that you have came to seek. And now you have to look no further. You have found it in the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, for the members that don't know, is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, look under the big lion. You will see some choices. And one of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." On this note, I remember not too long ago, there was a man of wisdom that asked me. He says, "Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms mean?" I says, "Of course." So we had a conversation and I explained it. He says, "Let me give you a few verses on that." I says, "Okay. What are those verses?" He says, "Look in the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Okay, went there. 3 says, "There can be no good that comes to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. I said, I didn't know that one. He says, well, let me give you one more. Look in the book of Matthews, chapter 6. And he says, while you're there, read verses 1 to verse number 4. And let me know if you can precept that verse. I says, okay. One says, take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue or churches in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth. 4. That alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Okay, let's precept that. Let's see what it says here. In Toby chapter 4, verses 7, we will say what that says. Verse 7, give alms of thy substance, and when thou givest alms, let not thy eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, but the face of the Yahweh shall turn away from thee. Well, you have to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that you read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry that you're listening to bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed among the deception, bad teaching, and misunderstanding I'm seeing today. Also for building a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, and right on that search line, type 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. When you see a red live button, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Besides that, we even have 2 email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. So in saying that, please don't call this line trying to teach as we have seen before. You will not receive a response. Remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, which we had went over earlier. 6 says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, have one counselor over 1,000. The example I gave for that is let 6 cooks make a cake. The outcome, I have no clue what it would be. Also, by calling the same number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Another note we'd like to indicate please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. But remember, calling this line trying to teach, you will not be receiving any call. Also, when any temple member is doing group scripture texts, remember it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act. And answers given with a verbal precept, as the seer says. Remember that we are the children of Yahweh. We are the blessed peacemakers, as said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. I think people listening should take a note on that, Matthew 5, verse 9. It's a pretty powerful verse right there. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire recorded show at 9:15 today, except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter the three words of Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, just choose the program that you will late logging into, or you can look down the list and pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another interesting note. During the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also transmitting Yahweh's story on Pell Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites once again, Tribe of Yahdah. This is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the discussed topics that we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel, writing as shotgun. During this time, we'll take no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, when the members are given scriptures to speak by this ear, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners on this program that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, not confusion, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Let's see what that says about confusion. 33, it says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." We have to continually keep these scriptures in mind. But when you find those that are trying to win that bump the gums contest, trying to see who can out-talk who, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember we're doing this, what we call rehearsing the righteous act, to learn the words of Yahweh, as most are doing today. As it tells us in John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." You know, this Bible does a lot of good things. And it just told us right there that if we listen to the words of Yahweh, your remembrance will become much more clear about Yahweh's word. So don't do what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before they have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." Because generally when you're doing something like that, you're talking while someone else is teaching. You know, what do I always say about a teacher? A teacher cannot learn from his students because he's giving wise counsel unto them. Now, on the other hand, a student can learn from wise counsel and one day possibly learning to teach the words of Yahweh himself. Remembering that it tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13, It says, he or she that ounces a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her. Well, I guess we have to realize today is another day for the words of Yahuwah. And nothing has changed except a number of people and new members that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because we have those that come to commend it and add unto it, as I said before, only following by some casting the same words we listen to behind their back. One hears certain verses or their favorite verses in the Bible, taking those verses' meanings totally another way. And don't forget, along with the noisemakers, the complainers, the deceptive listeners, the page flippers, looking like they're paying attention but completely lost when they're called to speak. They've clearly forgotten that we're only one man or woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And you'll find if that's at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past the creation of Yahuwah. Now that's what you call impossible. When you read the Bible, don't forget what it tells us, what Yahuwah the Son tells us about the impossible. In the book of Matthew's, chapter 19, verse 26. Better be taking notes on this stuff, because this is some powerful things you need to know. Chapter 19, verse 26, in the book of Matthew's, 26 says, But Yahuwah the Son beheld them, and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So when you think you know and don't know, don't be like the man in the chariot, following behind the chariot. What happened here? In the book of Acts, chapter 30, chapter 8, verses 30 to 32. 30 says, And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet, the seer Elias, and said, Understand thou what thou readest? 31. He said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip should come up and sit with him. 32. In the place of the scripture where he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened not his mouth. So could you imagine that? Someone trying to tell you what the book says and completely wrong? Well, so we can find that what is correct and the way that it should be read and understood, we will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You said a whole lot, and that was a great thing, because you definitely set the precedent on what got to be talked about, and that was excellent enough. And we'll catch you with your final comeback shortly. That was excellent, Elder, no doubt about it. Elder Mr. Tills. All righty, so we just going to go and see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 120. And remember one thing, that great big feast coming up, but there's no conversation about it on the media or on television. They're not telling you anything, but they got the Bible in their hand. So our job is to tell you, take another look at that Bible that's in your hand, but be led by those that have a better understanding and not going to cliche this Bible to you. Going to break it down for you, paint the picture in grand style. So the six anointed council, voices of the true Israelites, be about one thing. Painting a picture so plainly for you to understand that this man said, in these days, it will be a ministry come along and make it plain. So those who say, well, I don't know much about the Bible, I need to know about the Bible, it wasn't for you to learn about the Bible then. It's for you to learn about the Bible now. All right, let's see who will be on stage for tonight's episode. Let's see who will be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 120. Remember, tomorrow will be that great big feast day called the Feast of Weeks, and we will touch on that shortly. So that's who's going to be on stage. Let's try to see if we find the mothers. Because we know Brother Makai will be a few minutes late. But we know the mothers are going to, well, mostly, okay, they fear. You know, Brother Makai is going to be a few minutes late. But we always ready to go. Those mothers always ready to get in what we get in. The signifying Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel. And let's see if they're ready to go for the nice episode part 120. So when you meet the mothers around Camp 1, Mother E, tribe, Yahshua, Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Hey, Mother E, Yahweh be with you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel. I'll see you right. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, Mother E, you lead by example, and that's what it's all about. See, the young folks got to understand one thing. If they follow the lead, they're going to be all right. They get out of their puffed-up spirit, and they understand and follow anointed leadership, they're going to come out all right. We can help them, because if they want to be helped, you got to want to be helped. Hey, Mother Z, Yahweh be to that seed right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, Aurora Tree. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother Z going to address this national audience later on and tell her exactly what the Almighty put on her to tell you somewhere later in the broadcast. No doubt about it. See, one thing about it, we prepared to help you. You want to learn the truth? We're here to tell you the truth. In this ministry right now on the international side is over 400,000 plus. They want to hear the truth. They tired of being shucked and jived by the ones that have taught you and misinformation. We're going to straighten it all up. You just got to have a willing mind to be a great hero and a left mouth talker. And we'll get you there. Let's see if we find Mother D.F. Israel. We know Mother D.F. Israel. Let me tell you something, Steve. You know, I've been in this thing a long time, but I'm in this thing to win it. I'm not cameoing nothing. I'm ready to give it all I got. Because one thing about it, you got nowhere to go but up in Yahweh, up to Yahweh what? Kingdom. Not up in the way. No. Into the kingdom that's on earth. That's the key. See, we got to teach you everything. But right now, we're going to talk about the feast days and all the good stuff that's coming. See, we find Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Judah. All three mothers is ready to go. And I'm ready to go, Mother D.F. Israel. Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, the mothers, now, we know tomorrow by this time it's going to be a feast day called, it's called the Feast of Weeks. And we're going to see exactly how do you conduct yourself. I know you haven't heard nothing on the news, nothing on your son, on your papers. But, you know, it's written in the Bible about this feast that's coming up tomorrow. And Mother E, let's see what he got written at Deuteronomy 16, in verse 11, 14 down to 17. Let's see what he got written that we can all read. So listen, those on the network, you got your Bible, spread your Bible out. Because it's up to you to be able to help your loved ones that come after you. But you have to hear the word, and once you hear it, be a doer of the word. Now, if you got your Bible, turn your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11, 14, down to verse 17. And listen to Mother E lay the foundation on tape, number 120. You on the clock, come on.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11, verse 14 to 17. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 11. And that is
hold that point, Mother. Hold that point again right there, Mother. Hold that point right there. Hold that point right there. Now, Mother Z, I need for you to give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12, because right now I'm finna start struggling already. So So I need to make sure I'm clear, Mother Z. How about me a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12? Mother Z, look at Luke 12:12 and see can you bring it out for this national audience. You on the clock, come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right, Mother. You're absolutely right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. So that's what we want to teach us, the righteous spirit. So, Mother E, we trying to see what's going on tomorrow about this time. And all six anointed camps will be ready. The doors, the gates will be open for all six anointed camps. But let's talk about it in Deuteronomy 16, verse 11, 14, down to verse 17. You're back on the clock, Mother E. Come on.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 11 to 17. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 11. And thou shalt rejoice before the Yahweh, you and your son and your daughters and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levites that is within thy gate and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you in the place which the Yahweh, your Yahweh, has chosen to place his name there, verse 14. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feet, and thou and thy sons and thy daughters, and thy maidservants, and thy manservants, and thy maidservants, and the Levites, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within your gate, verse 15. 7 days shall thou keep a solemn feast unto the Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place which the Yahweh shall choose, because the Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thy hand. Therefore, thus shall surely rejoice. Verse 16. 3 times in a year shall all your males appear before the Yahweh, your Yahweh, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of wheat, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Yahweh empty. Verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which he has given thee.
That's actual mother. We found out one thing, that's excellent, although your microphone did a little breaking up a little bit, but that's excellent, no doubt about it. You got the message across. So he's saying, listen, the feast is coming up, and we just read about three feasts. We read about the feast of unleavened bread. We've done it already. We've done that, and now we're in the feast of weeks. That is that the next feast after unleavened bread that comes up tomorrow about this time. So tomorrow about this time comes the feast of weeks. Now, and keep that in your mind, the feast of weeks is tomorrow night. Now, Mother D of Israel, let's run to Exodus chapter 34. And we'll find out a little bit more about what's going on in verse 22. Mother G of Israel, go to tomorrow night. It is called a feast they got another name on it, like they have always put other names on things to throw you off big time. But this ministry here come to break it down for you so you can be clear. If you want the truth, you're going to get the truth if you want the truth. We go on to the book of Exodus 34 there, Mother, D.F. Israel. And we'll look down at verse 22 and tell us what that say. Exodus 34, verse 22, what it say?
Exodus chapter 34, verse 22 reads, "And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruit of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end."
Mm-hmm. So you say this feast of weeks, you're supposed to, this is a ingathering. He said you're supposed to observe this, go be part of this. Now, let's see. Now, we understand that the feast after unleavened bread called a feast of weeks. So we're clear about it. So when we go to the right side of the book, we got to hear that word, but if we don't hear that word, that means somebody will put another word there that don't belong to that. And when you do, and when you put another word there, Mother Eve, what have you did in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6? Tell a mother, tell us exactly what you have did by adding another word to the Feast of Weeks. Let's see what we can read that you have did. Because we get ready to go with Mother D.F. Israel in Acts chapter 2. But he told the wisest man in the world some good stuff in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. What did he say there, Mother E? What did he say in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6?
Book of Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5, "Every word of Yahweh is true. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Verse 6, "Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar."
He said, don't do it. He said, don't add to his word. But who is he telling this to, Mother E, that we can read? Who is he telling? Don't add to his word. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Who is he telling this to? He's telling to a specific people out of 18 nations. He's telling one people, don't you do that. Let's see who he's talking to that we can read in Deuteronomy 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Let's see what it says there, Mother, Mother E. What it says in Deuteronomy 4, 1 and 2?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. "Now therefore, hearken, listen, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahweh of your fathers give you." Verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it, that you may keep the commandment of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you."
Mm-hmm. And go to 12:32, Mother. Go to Deuteronomy 12:32. Deuteronomy 12:32. So you see what he's saying so far. Listen, all the new listeners, understand one people called the children of Israel. The children of Israel is the 12 tribes of Jacob whose name was changed of Israel. He said, now listen, y'all have to be the standards for the rest of the nation. I'm going to give you laws, statutes, and commandments. Everybody's supposed to follow your lead. But you know what we're going to do today? The 12 tribes of Israel have followed the world's lead. And that's why the world is what? Hold that point right there. I got to hold that point, Mother. Where are you on, Mother E? Hold that point. Let's go to Isaiah 24. He said, yeah, see, that sounds good, but you're talking real good, Seer. Now, you might as well show what will happen when we are the children of Israel, of the 12 tribes, follow what's written. Let me show you what will happen that we can all read together. In Isaiah 24, let's find out exactly what will happen. 3 down to verse number 7. Hey, Mother E, we're going to make a little detour. We're going to look at Isaiah 24.
Okay.
We're going to Isaiah 24, and we'll look at 3 down to verse 7. Let's see what will happen. When we, the peoples of the book called the children of Israel, the one you call many names today, when you don't pay attention to who you are and your responsibility and lead by example, this is what will happen to us today that we can read. We're going to Isaiah 24 and pick up verse 3 down to verse 7. What does it say there, Mother E? We're looking at Isaiah 24, 3 down to verse 7. Come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 24, verses 3 to 7. Verse 3. The land shall be utterly empty and utterly full, for the Yahweh has spoken this word. Verse 4, the earth moans and fadeth away. The world languishes, the land languishes and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. Verse 5, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the Torah instruction, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Verse 6, therefore have the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are deafened. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Verse 7, the new wine mourns, the vine language, all the merry mind do sing.
You see that? Now you see what happened? See, when we didn't follow the instructions of what the man had told us, because he made it so plain, Mother D.F. Israel, we know you're holding something already. We clear you're holding something. But he made it plain that when he was talking to the peoples called the children of Israel, he told them something in Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, what he tell the peoples we just got through hearing their name, what he tell them, how he stand by the seer, and 3, 1, and 2, and verse 7. What he say we can read, Mother D of Israel?
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and verse 7. Verse 1, hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all your sins. Verse 7, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So he say, if now you're going to find out some of these secrets, and that's the mystery of tape number 120, you must go through the seer, for the seer's job is to get to the elders, and the elders get to the fathers, fathers get to the mothers, and the mothers get to the children. That's the protocol of the Bible. So the seer is trying to get to the six anointed camps. Because one thing about it, we got to be on one accord and understand one thing. He's dealing with one people to teach all the rest of the people. And see, that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. The people supposed to be teaching the Bible is the children of Israel. But you know what they're doing? They're following after everybody else. And that's why they're so confused. But we're trying to wake them up now. Oh, we're going to go back to stage and see if Camp 4 came on stage to see if Camp 4 be ready to participate in tape. I thought it was 121. I remember a tape 120 a couple of nights ago. I believe it's tape 121.
Right.
Yeah, this is tape 121, not 120. All right, let's see if Detroit, Michigan is ready to participate and come on stage on the night episode part number 121. See if we find Detroit, Michigan. Hey, hello, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh BJLC, right? Princess Leora Israel, see right?
Okay. What's she reading?
Princess Leora Israel? We can't hear you. What you saying, WCC? Well, the reason you can't hear Camp 4 out of Detroit because we have mute our microphone. Get back to the programs here. All right. Get back to the broadcast, huh? Okay, so we clear that it's a feast coming up. And now we're going to find out about this feast. And you heard what the rules and regulations said. Don't change the name. Don't add nothing to it. Leave it like it is and keep it moving, right? Now we're going, actually going to Acts chapter 2 about Mother Dear of Israel. Let's see what they did. We're going and see what they did with the name called the Feast of Weeks that comes up tomorrow night when the sun set, where you wear your white garments and your fringes on. Let's see what they did with that name called the Feast of Weeks. Now we're going to Acts chapter 2. My Mother D of Israel. Let's find out what's going on in Acts chapter 2. Now, we know what come out the unleavened bread is called a feast of weeks. Now, let's see what the writer have did with the name called a feast of weeks. When you turn to Acts chapter 2, particularly verse 1, Mother D of Israel, let's see what they did with the name called a feast of weeks by going to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1. What it says, let's see what it says, Mother. Acts chapter 2 and pick it up verse 1. Let's see what they did with the Feast of Weeks. What name they got on the Feast of Weeks right now that we can read? Come on.
Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
You see that? Look down there. And now they'll put the word called Pentecost, and that's all we got churches called Pentecostal Baptist churches. We got all that, and all that is a body for the Feast of Weeks. See that? Right before your eyes, so you see the one that got the name called Pentecost Baptist Church and all that kind of stuff. That's an arrow, because the Pentecost is a mistranslation for the Feast of Weeks. Because Mother Eve, it says they was all together on one accord. Why was they there on one accord, Mother Eve? Let's go to Zephaniah 2, verse 1. Let's find out why they was all together on one accord. What's the reason why they was all together, Mother Eve? In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1, why were they all together on one accord? Let's see if we can read why. We're going to Zephaniah 2:1. Make it Zephaniah.
Okay.
We're going to Zephaniah 2:1. And what we're going to find out, why were they all together on one accord? What can we read from the seer's mouth, the reason they was all together on one accord? Go go to Zephaniah 2:1, Mother E. Zephaniah 2:1, what does it say?
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nations, my desire.
So the nation of Israel gathered themselves together. Because
right.
Nobody like you, nation of Israel. Because you have been proven to be the peoples of the book. Nobody mm-hmm. like you, and you know what? And you have been convinced to not even like yourself. So you know why you like yourself? We ask you right now, what's your nationality? And you will tell me black, African American, Negro in color, and every now and then you might call yourself super cool. But that's not you. You are the biblical children of Israel of the Bible. You are a member of the 12 tribes of Israel. But you cannot pass it on to your loved ones because you've been indoctrinated through Christianity. And Christianity would never tell you that the people of the book is the children of Israel, the one that we call African-American and Negro in color. They are the true biblical Israelites of the Bible that got an order from him to keep what he got written, whether the other nations keep it or not. Children of Israel are supposed to keep it. But do you know how many the children of Israel is? And we always been called a minority. But in 2460, they are Mother D of Israel. Can you tell us how many was estimated about the children of Israel? You know, they tell you how many you really is, but you've been told all your life you've been a minority. But you know what the Bible says about you in 24 verse 60 of Genesis? And mother, he had me, Deuteronomy 1:1, waiting on me. What does it say, Mother? We can read. Mother E, what does it say? Mother D of Israel. 24:60 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 24, verse 6 to read. And they blessed Rebekah and said mm-hmm. unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions.
Dude, that's good right there. We are over a thousand or million in Rebecca's time. Now we're going to find out, Mother E, who is this letter addressed to that should be a thousand, a million, and Deuteronomy, just give me two lines in Deuteronomy chapter 1:1. They're going to skip down to verse 8 and verse 11. Let's see what we can read. Give me two lines in Deuteronomy chapter 1, give me two lines. They're going to skip down to verse 8 and 11. What did it say there, Mother E? Come on.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, 8, and 11. Verse 1. These are the words which Moses speaks unto all Israel.
Good. Verse 8.
Verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land, which Yahweh swore unto your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Verse 11. Yahweh of your father, make you a thousand times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you.
You see that? And he bless you. Not only bless you, our mother, D of Israel, he also bless you, children of Israel, and he told Moses, but you tell them that they got the blessing if, number 6, 22 down to verse 27, chapter 6, 22 down to verse 27. He said, now Moses tell them, I have blessed them already, them. Not only going to bless them, I'm going to tell them something to pass on to their loved one. Pass this on to your loved one, Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. What did it say that mother did of Israel?
Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel. Saying unto them, 24, Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. 27, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
African American, Negro in color and black. He said, now, if you carry my name, carry a blessing. But long as you carry the name that you got read now at the end of your name, you're not up under blessing. Do you know what you're up under? In 65:15, Mother D. F. Israel, do you really know? That's why we come humble. The ones that want to be helped, we can help you. But if you do not have at the end of your name, on your own, Israel, do you know what he got written with one of his seers called Isaiah concerning you, that you will not carry his name at the end of your name? Look what he said that we can read, that he got on you, that we can read. And Mother, he had me 11:26 of the book of Acts waiting on me. We're going to show you what happens when you up on the ministry that won't teach you the true way, and you get in the latter age of your life when all you're supposed to be focusing is helping your grandbabies, those that come behind you, and you confused. You know why? But you've been going to a church house all your life. But in your latter years, you confused. So if you confused, what happened to your offspring? What happened to their offspring? They confused. See? But we hear the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite to help you be no more confused, to show you how to conduct yourself through the Bible and paint the picture so plainly that you better help others when it comes to you, especially your grandbabies. You better help them. The buck stop with you, but you got to want this information to research it and see how plain it is to you. Look what he says, if you do not have at the end of your name Israel. Look what he says we can read in Isaiah 65:15.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servant by another name.
And what name will he call his servant by another name? His servant is now called black, African-American, Negro, color, and John Williamson. You see what you do? So you left your name for a curse. But he already got it written. If you want this man to intervene in your life, he got it written already. Hold that point there, Mother E, for a minute. Mother D of Israel, he got it written in 2:24 and 25 of Exodus. He got some already written for you. Listen to where he got it written. In the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Look what the Almighty got written just for you know who you are. Look what he got written for you. If you know who you are. We're going to Exodus 2, 24, 25. What did it say, Mother? Last two verses.
Chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. And Yahweh heard that groaning, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel. 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
You see that? So he got respect, Mother D of Israel. Who do the Almighty got respect on?
The children of Israel.
Now look at that. All our life, we read this verse, he got respect for the children of Israel, but the other peoples have gave us a name that got us upon a curse. And when we read about the children of Israel, we'll never make the connection. It's talking about our forefathers and foremothers. And we'll never make the connection. But do you know what we will make a connection on? The curse name. Watch the curse name that we got right now that we'll make the connection on. And Mother Rhea, exactly where you see it. Now watch the curse name that we identify with every day of our life. And the book of Acts 11:26. Watch the curse name that we identify with right away. Let's see what he got, 11:26. And Mother, he going to read Acts 11:26. Let's see what you identify with the children of Israel or what you identify with the curse names that you're getting ready to read that is a curse name to the children of Israel. What is the curse name that we can read there, Mother E, in 11:26 of the book of Acts?
Book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antiochus. And it comes to pass. And when he had found him, he brought him unto And it comes to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the congregation and taught much.
No. Hold on, Mother. Read the way you see it, because we're going through a point. We're going to see what name have put us upon a curse. Now, you say you're going to leave your name, children of Israel, for a curse name. Now, we want to know what name will be a curse name to us today. So we want you to read it exactly the way you see it, Mother. And we'll find out when we will identify with these names quicker than we deal with the children of Israel. So we're going to look at this 11th chapter, verse 26. And read it exactly the way we see it, and we won't know where these correspond with us today, because these names is a curse name to the children of Israel. Let's see what's a curse name to the children of Israel that we can read. In 11:26, bring it again. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antiochus. And it comes to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
Antioch. So the disciples, the 12 followers of what he picked. And let's find out the 12 followers, Mother E. What did he call the 12 followers that we can read? Okay. Now, the 12 disciples was called Christians at Antioch when he assembled at the church. They was called Christian first at Antioch. Antioch is a long way from Jerusalem. But they kept named them Bethel, the word called church and Christian. That's when the first time they received them names, church, Christian. Now, the one that called African-American and Negro in color, what do you identify with more than anything? Church.
Church.
You identify with a church, and you identify with being called Christian. Your preacher tell you all day long, do you have a church home? And if you don't have a church home, come up here and let me put some oil on you and bless you. But the word church to the children of Israel is like kryptonite to Superman. It'll weaken you from your maker. The word Christian and Christianity is a word that would weaken you like kryptonite before your maker. He said you're going to leave your name for a curse. The name that he gave you was Israel. You are the children of Israel. But you have left your name and you identify with the word called Christian, Christianity, and church before you deal with the children of Israel, which is your blessed name. So if you don't get it right, how's your offspring going to get it right? So they're walking around with a curse, and by walking around with a curse on them the way they are, this is what's going on right now. Let's go to Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what happens when we walk around with curse names on us. Let's see how do the other nations work with us, because they know that you have this problem with you, and they know it, but you're waiting on them to tell you how to pull yourself up by the bootstrap. And ask this question in your mind, why should they? If you pull yourself up by your bootstrap and start doing the right thing, what happened with them? They're in trouble, see, automatically. You ain't got to lift up nothing, do nothing. All you got to do is do the right thing according to the Bible, then everything can collapse. Because everything is held up because you don't know who you are. Now we go and see what will happen by you not knowing who you are. What do the prophecy says about that we can read? Hey, Mother D of Israel, let's see what it says in Ezekiel 36, verse 12. Let's see what we can read in Ezekiel 36, verse 12 that we can read. What can we read that, Mother D of Israel? Come on.
All right. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 12.
Yes, make sure you write it down, Mother D.F. Israel. Don't ask me no question once you already put it down.
I lost my pen. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men.
He said, since you don't want to listen to me, that's what he's saying. He's saying, since you children of Israel don't want to listen to me, why don't I give you all the rules and the regulations the way I want it to be done? I told you about the feast days, the Sabbath days, and everything. I told you everything you need to know. But since you don't want to do what I tell you to do, you're going to leave your name Israel for a cursed name. I'm going to have men to walk on you. You ain't going to bereave nobody. That means you ain't going to leave nobody until you come to yourself. He said, I'm going to have men to walk on you. See what he said? I'm going to have men to walk on you. So he's already prophesied, he told Ezekiel, guess what's going to happen to the children of Israel? They're going to forget about what's written in this Bible. They're going to put their name that I gave them, that was a blessed name, at the end of their name, Israel. And they're going to be most satisfied by calling themselves James Earl Peterson. They're going to be so proud of the Peterson reunion than the Israel reunion. You see? He said, but long as they keep that mindset, I'm going to have the men to walk on your back. That's what he said. Now, Mother E, look what he says about he's going to have men to walk on your back. He said, I'm going to have men to walk on your back. And he pulled that from the book of Isaiah, 51, verse 29 to verse 23. He pulled that verse, Mother E. In Ezekiel, he says, since you don't want to put at the end of your name, Israel, I'm going to have men to walk on your back as a whole nation until you understand the blessing is in the name Israel. See? Now look what he says, and Ezekiel pulled his verse from Isaiah 51, verse 20 down to verse 23. Watch old Mother Eve deliver the knockout blow in Isaiah 51, 29 to verse 23. And Mother D of Israel held me Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, chapter 3, 8 through 10, waiting on me. Come on, Mother Eve.
Isaiah, chapter 51, verses 20 to 23, verse 20. Your sons have fainted. Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets as a wild boar and a mess. They are full of fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of your Yahweh. Verse 21. Therefore, hear now this, the afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Verse 22. Thus says the Yahweh, the Yahweh and your Yahweh that pleaded the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of my hand the cup of trembling, even the dread of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. Verse 23. But I will put it into the hand of them that are sick thee, which have fed to thy soul. Bow down that we may go over, and thou hast laid the body, and thou hast laid thy body as the ground, and as the streets to them that went over.
Yeah. He said, now you know what happened. You know you don't watch some of the slave movies when Mr. Charlie and Miss Becky's coming down with their children on one sidewalk and you coming down the other way and it's raining, so you know they ain't gonna step into the mud. So they just rip on you and then all of a sudden you know what you do? You jump right in the mud. You let Mr. Charlie and Miss Becky walk right past and their children, and you'll step into the mud, and not only that, if they ask you to, we got to cross over, you got to bow your back down a little bit lower and let us walk on your back on the other side, because it ain't no wood to walk on, so you become the wood. You see what you're having? Can you see it right here? And you know you can look at any good old movie. You think Mr. Charlie and Miss Becky gonna step out there in the mud? Nope. It's prophesied it's gonna happen to you, and you're gonna be drunk with this. But he said you drunk with not with wine. You know what you'll be drunk with? Christianity and everything that comes with Christianity. But what you really drunk with, Mother E, is Micah chapter 2, verse 11. Let's see what you really drunk with, Mother. Hey, Mother E, what can we read in Micah chapter 2, verse 11? What is you really drunk with that we can read? Micah chapter 2, M-I-C-A-H, 2:11. What is you really drunk with that we can read, hey, Mother E?
Okay. Michael, what you say?
Chapter 2, verse 11. What is you really drunk with that we can read?
Michael chapter 2, verse 11. If a man walks in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of the people.
He said that falsehood is bad doctrine, bad teaching. He said the preachers and your deacons going to teach you wrong, and you're going to pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was never told that you got to step out in the mud, and it was prophesied. Not only that, they got to cross over, and they need you spread out a little while, because they got to step on the next plank over there. So you got to bow all the way down and get low enough in that mud where they can step right over to you to the other piece of plank. You see that? So who they happen to? The children of the book. The children of Israel.
What?
The one you call Christian, the church, African American, and Muslim. But he was already told what happened to you. And see, that's why we come to tell you that this is on you right now. Now, Mother E, you got me at Esther chapter 3, verse 8 through 10, what it say? Mother D.F. Israel, we looking for Esther chapter 3, verse 8 down to verse 10. What it say we can read that, Mother D. of Israel? What can we read?
Esther chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Verse 8. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the providence of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. Verse 9. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hand of those that have the charge of the business, and bring it unto the king's treasury. Verse 10. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammurabi, the Haggagite.
Number five.
Yahweh's Judah's enemy.
No, no. What do it say? No, no. Read what it says.
What? Okay. Okay. Haman the son of Hamathiah, the Haggagite, the Jews' enemy.
Exactly right. He's the Jews' enemy. Now that word, since that word came on the table, so now we find out the Haggagite is the descendants of Esau by son. So he is the Jews' enemy. So that's who he is. He is the Jews' enemy. Now that's a great point. So he is the Jews' enemy, and what we're going to get ready to do, we're going to investigate this word called the Jews' enemy. So Haggai is the sons of Esau, but he is the Jews' enemy. Now we're going to find out about this word by leaving that word in, and we're going to bring our elder in to help us out on this one right here. We go on to the book of End Time Prophecy, Elder Mr. Tibbs. We want to find out something about this word and what the WCC just said. Well, we're going to mute the elder. We're going to mute it. Well, we'll let him talk. Okay. So I can bring the elder in. Let's see if we bring the elder in to take care of some things here. Now we found out we got this word called the Jew in. The word called a Jew. Now we want to find out where this word came from, the Jew. Because Haman is the Jew's enemy. Let's find out the origin of this word called the Jew by going to 2 Kings, Elder Mr. Tibbs. And we're going to see if we go to 2 Kings chapter 16. We want the biblical origin of this word Jew. What do this word really mean that we can read, the Jew? When we see this word called the Jew, what do it really mean according to the Bible? By going to 2 Kings 16, verse number 1, we'll get a good idea what this word Jew really means that we can read. And we're going to bring our elder in to help us out on this segment right here by looking at 2 Kings 16, verse 1. What do we read that elder? Look here. 2 Kings 16, verse 1. What it reads, you on the clock, come out.
2 Kings chapter 16, verse number 1 says, in the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaniah, Azza, the son of Joham, the king of Judah, began to resign.
It began to reign. So Judah began to rule. We said reign means rule. So at that time, Judah began to rule. Now we read about reason and all Remaniah and all these good dang names. So Judah began to rule at that time. Now we're going to find out what happened with the word called Judah that we can read right off the bat by going to the 5 and verse 6. Read what you said, Elder. Let's see if we catch somebody red-handed cooking your books on the word Judah. Let's see if we catch them red-handed in verse 5 and 6. What does it say?
2 Kings chapter 16, verse number 5 and 6. 5 reads, then Rezai, king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaniah, king of Israel, came unto Jerusalem to war. And they besieged Azza, could not overcome him. Besieged Azza, but not could overcome him. 6. At that time, Rezai, the king of Syria, recovered Elta to Syria, and drave the Jews from Elter, and the Syrians came to Elter and dwelled there until this day.
Stop it there. Stop it there. What happened to Judah? What happened to Judah right there in verse 6? What did Judah became before this over 40,000 plus elders? What happened to Judah that was in verse 1? What happened that we can read in verse 6?
The king of Syria recovered Elter to Syria and drave the Jews from Elter.
Stop it there.
And
so what happened to Judah? What happened, according to 6 verse 1, what happened to Judah that was in 6:1? What happened in verse 6 to Judah? In verse 6.
They changed
the name. Plain and simple, they changed the name. Mm-hmm. Right there is the first change of the name from Judah to Jew. Plain and simple. They just cooked your books right there, and from that point on, until you be called Judah, the fourth son of Israel, whose name came from Jacob, you call them the Jew. So there is a death. This is the origin of you changing the name from Judah to the Jew. Right there in verse 6. So there go you first tamper with the Almighty's word. Because the word Judah traced back to no one.
Mm-hmm.
The word Judah traced back to his three brothers, up to his father, Jacob, whose name was changed of Israel, in Exodus chapter 1. So once you lost your name, and now you identify with the Jew, you lost your blessing, because the Jew was descendants of Esau's enemy. But the Jew is Judah. And Judah's name was changed right there. But what did the Almighty say that we can read, Mother E, in 12:32 of Deuteronomy? What did the Almighty tell you about doing things like that? And the 12th chapter, verse 32, what did the Almighty tell us to always look at and remember his word? What did he say we can read, Mother E, in 12:32 of the book called Deuteronomy? What did he read?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12. Verse 32 reads, "What thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it."
You see what he told the children of Israel? Don't do that. Don't let nobody take your name from you, because when they take your name, they take away your blessing. So if you take away... And that's the same thing already said, and Esau knew this. Look what Esau said to his father, mother, dear Israel. Look what he said to his father in 27:36. We're going to Genesis 27:36. We're going to read a little bit. I always want to find out what did Esau say, because Esau knew this. If I change your name, you'll no longer have a blessing. So you be as just like we are. Everybody's struggling. See, when you have the edge, you casting your edge. But let's see what Esau thinks about casting in the edge. What he said to his father in 27:36. And we'll read down to see what he think about that. Israel. Genesis 27, verse 36. Just read a little bit till we get our point. Come on.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 36. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him your Yahweh, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? 38.
Yeah, that. Now you see, hold on. You see how they cried about their blessing? See, you don't know. They'll remove your blessing from you. But see, other nations know one thing. If they ain't got their blessing, they gonna cry. They gonna cry boo, 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 boo. You see that? But you don't even pay no never mind. You done lost your blessing. By you not putting at the end of your name Israel, you done lost your blessing. You see what the other nations say about that? They don't like that. Read verse 36 again.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 36. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?
Yeah. So you see, we don't play it on never mind. When you not using the name of Israel, guess what? You become like everybody else. You don't want to put the name of Israel in your name. You become like everybody else. You like a whole bunch of ancestors moving around. You say, I can't tell who's who. There's no different in them. So it's no different. So if you don't use the name Israel, it is no different in you. And Mother E, in the 15th chapter, verse 37 down to verse 40, in the book of Numbers, so when you cry to Yahweh, and you got a whole bunch of ants, step example, you go outside and see a whole bunch of ants, how you can tell which one is who? You can't tell which. All you see is a bunch of ants. All Yahweh do here is a bunch of people's crying because the sign that he gave you, you don't want to use it. He gave you a name, and he also gave you 15:37 down to verse 40 Numbers. Hey, Mother E, what did he give you that we can read in Numbers 15:37 down to verse 40 of Numbers?
Book of Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 37 to verse 40. Verse 37. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, spake unto the children of Israel, and be it them, that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the border a ribbon of blue. 39. And it shall be unto you for a screen, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instruction of the Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes at the fish you used to go at home, verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instruction and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So, mother, according to that verse, what makes you righteous according to what you just got to read in the eyes of your mighty one? What makes you righteous? When you just got through reading, in his eyes, what makes you righteous?
Keeping the Torah instruction.
And
wearing fringes and the ribbon of blue on your garment.
Ain't that something? Ain't that funny? You hear what mother say? Guess what makes you righteous? Keeping the first five books, these feast days come up, and wearing your fringes and the ribbon of blue. That's what makes you righteous. See, right? That's what makes you righteous. If you ain't got no fringes on, you're not righteous. If you're not keeping the feast days, Sabbath days, you're not righteous. In his eyes, you might be right in your own eyes, but you ain't right in his eyes. I thought this was all about his eyes. But you got it about your eyes. See, nobody's supposed to beat you in line for you to put on no fringes. You're supposed to want to do it. You're supposed to want to be in right in his eyes. You know, your maker's eyes. He's the one telling you about the fringes. Because right now, you just a bunch of ants. You know, a bunch of ants, a big pile of bunch of ants. How you going to pick out who's who? It's none distinguished. There's a difference. And that's the same way we live in the population of the world. He can't tell who you are, although he can tell who you are, but he ain't going to tell who you are. You know why? Because he can't recognize you. Read that, mother, in the 59th chapter of Isaiah 1 and 2. Let's read that. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. It's not that he don't recognize you. It's what he told Isaiah. If you don't follow what I tell you to do, in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, what did he say? Hey, Mother E, what did he say in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2?
Okay. Book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, behold, Yahweh's hand is not sharp that it can not save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2, but your sin, your iniquities have separated between you and your Yahweh, and your sin have hid his face from you, that he will not hear.
You see that? He said, not that he don't hear you, but he ain't going to hear you. Because he can't recognize you. It's not that he don't hear you, but he gave you a dress code, fringes. He gave you a sign. He gave you a sign. Matter of fact, what sign did he give you, Mother D of Israel? He gave you a sign. In the book of Exodus 31, he gave you a sign. He gave you a specific sign. In Exodus 31, and he called out the name that he gave his sign to. And if you don't want to follow the sign, guess what? You ain't following the blessing. And remember the last lesson we read in Luke chapter 4 and Matthew 4, Satan is in the blessing business too. But Satan blessing is when you contrary to the Bible. That's how you get their blessing. So when you do everything that the Bible said not to do, that's when you get your blessing in Satan's death. Call him by the wrong name. You don't wear no fringes. You don't keep the Sabbath day. You don't keep the feast day. You don't help contribute to the ministry. You are walking cursing. You're walking cursing Yahweh's eyes. Let's see what it says that we can read in Exodus 31. Mother D F Israel, what do verse 1 and 12 say? 1 and 12. What can we read, Mother, in the book of Exodus 31, 1 and 12? What can we read? Mother D F Israel. We go and look for Mother D F Israel and Brenda in. Mother Jeff Israel. Mother D. F. Israel. Tribe of Yahweh. What is it saying? 31:1-12, Mother.
Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 and verse 12, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 12. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
You see that? And look what he said. Now, we don't hear it now. That's Yahweh speaking to Moses. That's not Moses asking no questions. That's Yahweh is speaking to Moses. Yahweh is speaking to Moses and what he said to Moses in verse 13.
In verse 13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, truly my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am Yahweh that do sanctify you.
Verse 15.
Verse 15, 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, righteous to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
16 and 17.
Verse 16, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. Verse 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
Yeah. And what it says when Ezekiel pulled that verse in the 20th chapter, verse 10 down to verse 12 and 19 and 20. What do you say, Mother D of Israel, in the 20th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 10 down to verse 12 and 19 and 20? Let's see the seer alter any word that he said about the Sabbath day is the sign. You see, we'll ask you questions. Do you got the sign? The sign is the fringes, the name, the fringes, and the Sabbath day and the feast days. That is the sign. That's him to know who you are. Let's see if we can read in the 20th chapter, verse 10 down to verse 12 and 19 and 20 of the Exodus chapter 20. What
did
it say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 10 to 12, 19 and 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 10. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. Verse 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgment, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctified them. Verse 19. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. Verse 20. And hallow my Sabbath, and thou shalt be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
The Sabbath day that's the only way he knows you. Wearing fringes, that's the only way he knows you. Keeping up feast days, that's the only way he knows you. That's the only way he knows you. Look what he says, mother, in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. A mother, D.F. Israel. What it says we can read in 1 Corinthians verse chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Pick up at 7 and 8. Let's see what we can read. Now, Paul is addressing northern kingdom. Let's see what he tells them that we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter, is that what I want? 5, 7 through 8. Is that what I want? I'll take a shot at that. Take a shot at that, mother. 1 Corinthians 5, 7 through 8. Take a shot at it. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sanctified for us. Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
That big talker there. See, he's on the feast days, he's to get a little truth to you. Hey, Mother E, what it says we can read in 1st and 2nd Timothy 2? 2nd Timothy 2? No, what? 2nd Timothy chapter 2? I mean 2nd Timothy chapter 3.
Okay.
2nd Timothy 3. Verse 1 and skip down to 10 through 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, then skip down to 10, 11, and 12. Hey, Mother E, come on.
1, 10 to 12. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, verse 10 to 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, proposed faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. Verse 11. Persecution, affliction, which come unto me at Antioch. What persecution I endured, but out of them all the Yahweh delivered me. Verse 12. Yea, and all that will live Yahweh and Yahweh the Son shall suffer persecution.
You hear that? He said, if you're going to live Yahwali, you're going to suffer some persecution.
Right.
You think everybody's going to pat you on the back when you Yahwali? He tell you no. That ain't going to happen. He said, these perilous times is on us right now, in the last days. He said, you think you're going to live some Yahwali, wear some fringes, and keep the Sabbath day and the feast days, and get in where you fit in, and think you ain't going to get no drama behind it? He said, no, I don't think that. No. Your drama going to start from your loved one. That's when your drama going to start. And they're going to become your kryptonite. And they can, and they can wear you down. If you don't make adjustments, they can wear you down. Every time you, what you mean you could keep some feast of weeks? What you doing with them white garments on? See? They'll wear you down. They become kryptonite to you. You know where it's going to come from? Whoever you love the most, that's who's going to put the thing on you. But it's up to you. Remember what he says in 16:33, Mother E. In St. John 16:33, he tells us something to always remember. What can we read in Matthew 16:33, Mother E? What can we read? St. John, make it St. John. St. John chapter 16:33. And Mother, dear Israel, have me Luke chapter 14, verse 12. And we're going to read a little bit and see what we can get out of it. We go on to Luke chapter 14, verse 12, and we'll read down until we get our point. But Mother, what are you reading there, Mother E?
St. John chapter 16, verse 33. St. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
You hear the man said? Yes, I'm going to tell you now. You're going to catch it. You going to talk some Yahuwah? You're going to talk about all this fringing wine and, you know, and not eating no pork. And you was raised up on pork. What you mean you ain't eating no more pork? That's how you think you got to where you at now, by eating some pork. Yeah, but I don't eat that no more. I know that you're supposed to eat no pork. Now, you don't fell out in the family member because grandma made a nice chicken dumpling with some duck in it and some hog on the side and some chitlins. You was raised up eating duck and dumplings and chitlins. But I don't eat you no more. See, now you fell out with grandma. See? That's all that happens to you, right? And grandma won't go to church on Sunday. Well, no, I don't know. I go to the congregation of Yahuwah on Saturday. Well, why you don't go to church no more? See? All this will happen to you, see, right? Tell you up front. Now, Mother D of Israel, we're going to see what we can read out of Luke. Chapter 14, 12, let's read a little bit and see what we can get out of what the Almighty has said. Luke chapter 14, pick up at 12, and we'll read a little bit. Come on.
Luke chapter 14, verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not your friend, nor thy brother, neither thy kinsman, nor thy rich neighbor, lest they also bid them again, and a recompense be made thee, thou change. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Verse 14. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Verse 15.
Ain't that something? Ain't that good? Ain't that something? You hear the man say it? He said, when you're having the feast, make show you peace according to Matthew's, Mother Eve. He said, make sure your peace got some Matthew's 12:46-50 on it. He said, now, when you're having your feast days, don't all of a sudden now you better call your rich relatives, your cousin, your niece, your sister, and all that. He said, no. Don't do that. He said, if you want a blessing, don't do that. If your family didn't want to come keep the Sabbath days or nothing else, let them stay where they are. Because all you've done is just neutralize your blessing. Did you know you neutralize your blessing? He said, because the poor cannot pay you back. Give you a recompense. But your family member can all of a sudden throw a fasting dinner and pay you back. So, okay, you remember you invited me over to one? Now I'm going to invite you over to one. He said, no, don't you do that. You just keep the feast days with the poor. And who the poor is, Mother D.F. Israel, we can read in Isaiah 13:32. Let's see what poor he's talking about. He's telling you that when you do your feast days, make sure you invite the poor, the lame and the blind, the misfortune. Don't all of a sudden remind your kinfolk it's time for a feast, because they can throw one behind it and say, well, come over here on, I got something for you. And you invite me to yours, now I got one for you. He says, don't you bless and stop doing that. Let's see what it says in Isaiah 13:32, Mother D of Israel. Let's see who you supposed to get in contact with when it's time for the feast day that we can read. Let's go to Isaiah 13:32.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 32. What shall one then answer the messenger of the nation that Yahweh has founded Zion and the poor of his people shall trust in it?
You see that? So Zion is another name for Judah, southern king. So he said that's the one you call to the beach, the poor of Judah. But do you want to be on the phone call all the one that ain't kept nothing, but now you're telling it's time for a feast day? He said, no. You say, when you do that, you lose your blessing. You just got to read it. He said, no, don't do that, because you lose your blessing. Oh, you remind them it's time to come to a feast? Well, what about the Sabbath day? What about the prince's wine? What about getting in where you've been in at? Oh, that don't apply to them, huh? And make you respect the person. See, we got to get our feelings out of it and get our blessings. The only way you get your blessings, you got to look at this Bible and see what this Bible says and apply what the Bible says. Then all of a sudden you start seeing him shower the blessings on you. Because now you follow what the Bible says. Let's see what Yahweh says when his follower says to him something, Mother. What he says in
Matthew 12:46-50.
What'd he say?
Matthew 12:46-50.
Yes, ma'am. What did he say, Mother E? Yeah, what he says in the 12:46-50 of Matthew. What he say that we can read, Mother E?
Matthew 12:46-50. Verse 46. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood without, designed to speak with him. 47. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without, designed to speak with thee. 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother? And who is my brother? Brother, 49. And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, his followers, and said, Behold, my mother and my brother. Verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and mother.
That was a powerful reading, that mother. You made that real plain, but that. So you see what he's saying? He's telling us what not to do, but we do it anyway. Oh, we get ready for the feast going on. Oh, you ill? Okay, I guess we'll come up with it. You just lost your blessing. Did you know that was in the Bible? You just lost your blessing. Because he tell you what not to do, and you do it anyway. See? Right before our eyes, we see how we lost our blessing. Because we let the creature, which is our loved ones, oversee the information and instructions of our Creator. See? Tell you don't do it. You know what we do? We do it anyway. We do everything contrary to His Bible, and that's why we get secondhand on everything. Now, Mother Eve, what it says, Mark chapter 14, let's read a little bit from 22 down a little bit. Let's see what the Almighty said that we can read. And in the book of Mark, chapter 14, pick it up around by verse 22. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a couple of verses and see what we can get out of it. Hey, Mother Eve, what can we get out of Mark 14:22? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Mark chapter 14, verse 22. Mark chapter 14, verse 22 reads. And as they eat, Yahweh took bread and blessed it and break it and gave to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body. Verse 23. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. Verse 24. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verse 25. Truly, I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of Yahweh.
Yeah. He said, I'm not going to drink no more of this until you're in the kingdom. And see, the kingdom is not up in the way, see, right? See, he said, I'll tell you what, time I have a drink with y'all, you all will be in the kingdom. And what did Peter ask in 1 verse 6 there, Mother E? What did Peter ask concerning that in Acts 1 verse 6? What did Peter ask about that kingdom? 1 verse 6 there, Mother E.
Chapter 9.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 6 reads. Acts chapter 1, verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, will thou at this time destroy again the kingdom of Israel?
You see that? See, everybody knew they want to, is you going to at this time restore That means they had it once before. Restore, Syria, the what? Kingdom to Israel. Because you once had it, but you lost it. Do you know why you lost it, Syria? It's written in 28:47 down to verse 49, Mother E, and Deuteronomy 28. It's written why you lost your kingdom. Do your pastors ever tell you this? It's written in Deuteronomy 28 how you lost your position and why every nation tell you, bend your back down, let me walk over. It's written right there in Deuteronomy 28:47-49. Watch Mother Eve deliver the knockout blow. Rip all your eyes. Come on.
47 Because thus serve not the Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joy, and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall thou suffer thy enemies, which the Yahweh shall send against thee in hunger and thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49, Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swiftly as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Yeah. He said, since you won't serve me, look what it says in verse 25 and 64, Mother E. Look what it says in verse 25. Now I'll tell you what, read verse 15, just getting warmed up. Read verse 15, 25, and 64. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, 25, and 64. Let's get that out the way, then we'll bring in Mother Z, because she want to address this national audience, and we'll bring in our elder to tell you who bring this broadcast. Let's get this out the way there, Mother E. Let's look at what it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, 25, and 64.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15, verse 25, and verse 64. Verse 15, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his commandments or instructions and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Verse 25. The Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 64. 64. And the Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thus shall serve other Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
You see that? He said you're going to serve Christianity and Islam. That's what you're going to serve. And that's what you're going to serve, but without serving me. You're going to serve Christianity and you're going to serve some Islam. And that's what you're doing right now, children of Israel. You either do Christianity, you're in Islam, and you mix in a little Judaism with it too. It's all that's going to happen to you when you don't serve me. And that's what's going on today. You're not serving him. You're serving wood and stone. You're serving the cross of Christianity and the stone for Islam and the 5 and 6-pointed star for Judaism. You're doing all these things, see, right here. And Yahweh is going to say how long you, he will see how low you're going to go. How long you going to continue. See, becoming humble. So what we're going to do now, we're going to bring Mother Z in because she got a message for this national audience, over 400,000 plus. Mother, you got something to say to, would you hear? Would you pay attention? Huh? It's up to you. Here comes Mother E to address this national audience for what the Almighty put on her to say to you. Come on, Mother Z.
I'm going to read in Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 8. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not for yourself. It is the gift of Yahweh, verse 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Yahweh, the Son, Yahweh, unto good works, which Yahweh has had before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye did in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. Verse 12, that at that time we were without Yahweh the Son, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without Yahweh in the world. Verse 13. But now in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh, he who sometime were far off, made near by the blood of Yahweh the Son. Verse 14. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broke down the middle wall of partition between us. Verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the emptiness, even the law of commandments continue in ordaining for to make in himself. In the audience, for to make in himself twine one new man, so making peace. Verse 16, and that he might recall both unto Yahweh in one body by the cross, having slayed the enemy thereby, verse 17, and come and talk peace to you which were afar off and to them that were near. And I'm going to, in 18, for through him we both have a purpose. S-E-C-E-S-S. By one spirit unto the Father. And I'm just going to say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent, Mosey. One thing about it, Mosey, he on point on one thing. And we're going to break down who this both one making these both one. We might take care of this plus, but remember one thing. This time tomorrow night is the Feast of Weeks. White garments on. That's what it's all about. So we're going to bring our elder in and get his closing remarks after he read Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, the way you see it. Then get your closing remarks there, elder. Look at Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 and read the way you see it. Then give us your closing thoughts and we get back to Mother D.F. Israel. So, Elder Mr. Tills, look right down at Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9 and see can you bring that in for this national audience and give us your final close for tape number 121. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 and your closing thoughts on tape 121. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. Sirisrael, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And reading from the book of Revelations chapter 2:9 and Revelations chapter 3:9. 2:9 says, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but the synagogues of Satan. Chapter 3:9. Okay. 3:9 says, behold, I will make them of the synagogues of Satan, which they say are Jews, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee.
Come on.
Well, it appears that we have many people out here trying to teach, and they're leading everybody, I should say, in all types of foul ways. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know we have many out there that camouflage their evil or mostly confused teachings using overly loud bump the gums contests for their righteous learning. And besides that, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against those of us that know. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to your ways with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, for the members that don't know, is Friday. That kind of class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members decide to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, and the tribeyada.com. And after clicking it, just under a big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Aqua, your kindness of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8, give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Aqua loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. Once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find us the features only available during live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahqua Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into a live online broadcast. Also, we're using 2 email addresses that the members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahqua in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be an international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahqua's ministry. But so in saying that, please do not call this line trying to teach. You will absolutely not receive a response. Remember Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. That tells us we have one teacher in the class and many students. You can also inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Another note. Please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and in addition to that now, answering many memos and being bothered by the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579, and if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call this number trying to teach, you will absolutely not receive any answer. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter 3 words to get there, Yahqua Radio Live, and after clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, so we can get back to our normal teaching on our program, we're going to turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahqua.
All right, Dale. Hallelujah, Yahqua on that. That's acting on your part there. So, remember one thing, the great big feast is coming up tomorrow. Remember, all feast days come on the radio at 7:30. Because any kind of high days All the feast days start at 7:30. Except there'd be a regular day. It'd be on at 6 o'clock. But on a feast day, it's at 7:30. Keep that in your mind. So back, we will be back on the airways at 7:30. Tomorrow, this time, with them white garments on, ready to tell you about it and do some eat 'em up and some drink 'em up. All right, because that's the feast day is all about. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we are talking Acts chapter 2, verse 1. So we know the Pentecost means the Feast of the Weeks. Pick it back up at 2, down to verse 5, and let's see who are required to participate in that feast day, Mother. Let's see who all is required to participate in that feast day of the Feast of Weeks in Acts chapter 2, down to verse 5. Hey, Mother D of Israel, Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled with the righteous spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devoted men out of every nation under heaven.
Now, yeah, there were Jews, devoted men out of every nation upon the heaven. Who are these Jews, Mother Dear Israel in Amos 9:9? Who are these Jews that was devoted in every nation? Who are these Jews that we can read in the book of Amos chapter 9, verse 9? You said it was out of every nation. They was calling them Jews, huh? Let's see what let's see what these Jews is out of every nation. And 2 verse 9, 9 verse 9 of Amos. Who are these Jews coming out of every nation that we can read? Amos 9, 9, come on.
Amos chapter 9, verse 9. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as corn is sifted.
So what was these Jews, Mother? Hey, Mother, you got the point out the way. Who are these Jews that was sifted in all nations? Who are these Jews, according to 9, verse 9?
Israel.
The children of Israel. So that's who it was, them Jews that was coming out of every nation. Now go to End Time Prophecy, Mother, and look at 9, verse 7 of Revelation. So that's what it was. The Jews was the Israelites that was scattered to every nation. So that's who the Jews was, not every nation like white man, Chinese, and Japanese. No, they wasn't there, and they ain't never showed up on none of your feast days. You show up on their feast days, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year. You show up on their feast days. They'll never show up on yours. Isn't that right? Yes, that's right. Don't you do Christmas, New Year, Sunday, Easter? And you do that, right? That's their feast day. You participate in all of them. And they ain't read that Bible. You don't do none of them. What it says in 9, verse 7, that Mother D.F. Israel in Revelation.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 7. And the sharp and the shape of the locusts were like
the horses.
Well,
hold that part. Make it 7, verse 9. Make it 7, verse 9 there, mother. Make it Revelation 7, verse 9.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
They had on white robes and palms in hand. What does verse 13 say?
Revelation chapter 7, verse 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?
And what happened in 2 Ezra 2:38, down to verse 48? What happened, mother? Mother, thee of Israel, what happened in 2 Ezra 2:38 to 48? He said, who are these clothes? They got these white robes. Who are these people? What they got going on, and who is they? Let's see what we can read. And mother, he had me Jeremiah 30, verse 1 down to verse 4. Wait a minute, mother. Let's see what he says, mother, D of Israel, in 2:38 to 48. Come on.
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 38 to 48, verse 38. Arise and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahuwah, 39, which are departed from the shadow of the world, and have received glorious garments of Yahuwah, verse 40. Take your number, O Israel, Judah, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the law of Yahuwah. 41. The numbers of your children whom thou longest for is fulfilled. Beseech the power of Yahuwah, that your people which have been called from the beginning may be righteous. Verse 42. I, Ezra, saw upon the Mount Yagda a great people whom I could not number, and they all praised Yahuwah with songs. 43. And in the midst of them there was a young man of a high stature, taller than all the rest, and upon every one of their heads he set crown, and was more exalted, which I marveled at greatly. 44. So I asked the angel and said, sir, what are these? 45. He answered and said unto me, these be they that have put off the mortal clothing and put on the immortality, and have confessed the name of Yahuwah. Now are they crowned and receive palms. 46. Then said I unto the angel, what young person is it that crowned them and gave them palms in their hands? 47. So he answered and said unto me, It is the Son of Yahweh whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to command them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh. 48. Then the angel said unto me, go your way and tell my people what manner of things and how great wonders of Yahweh, your Yahweh, thou hast seen.
And they shall possess it. Verse 4. And these are the words that Yahweh speaks concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mother E. You mean, who is this word concerning? Who again that we can read? Who is this word concerning?
Israel and Judah. The 10 northern tribes and Judah.
Right, that's right.
Who
was that? So that was you just got through reading. Let's precept that mother to Ezekiel 39. Let's go to 39, and we're going to look at verse 22 and 25. Now, I'll tell you what. Pick a verse 22 down to verse 25 in the closing statement. Let's go see what we can get out of this, mother. Give me Ezekiel 39, 22. To 25 in a closing statement, and we catch your eyeball to eyeball on the top part of the feast day of unleavened bread. What can we read, Mother? 39, 22 down to verse 25.
Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 22 to 25. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 22. So the family of Israel shall know that I am the Yahweh, their Yahweh, from that day and forever and forward. Verse 23. And the nations shall know that the family of Israel went into captivity for their sins, because they transgressed against me. Therefore I hid my face from them and gave them unto the hands of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. Verse 24. According to their uncleanness, and according to their transgression have I done unto them, and hid my face from them. Verse 25. Therefore, thus said the Yahweh, now will I bring again the captivity of Israel and have mercy upon the whole family of Israel, and will be jealous for my righteous name.
Before you give me 37:22 of Ezekiel. Give me 37:22 in a closing statement there, mother. That's pretty good. Ezekiel 37 verse 15. Ezekiel 37 verse 15. And 22 in a closing statement.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 15 and verse 22. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 15. The word of the Yahweh come again unto me, saying, verse 22.
Saying what in verse 22?
Verse 22. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountain of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be one, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
Yeah, see, right? So the whole goal is to bring the two split kingdoms, southern and northern. That's all this Bible talking about. Southern kingdom, northern kingdom of Israel. That's it. That's all it's concerning. Christianity got in there and them Bogart, they went in there and got them up in there to like draft it in and draft this. You got to be in. You never was in. So how can you be drafted in or reconciled and you never was reconciled? You never been with the children of Israel. You remember what Esau said? He took away my blessing. And the father said, yeah, he going to have it. And he going to be your Yahweh. That's just the way it is, see, right? We got to come back to the Bible. Mother E, you stood tall in grand style. Mother Z, you stood tall in grand style, too. So all I can say, what your closing statement is, we kept your eyeball to eyeball on the top feast of Feast of Weeks that start on the radio after 7:30. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul and the apostle of Yahweh the Son, by the will of Yahweh the Father, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Yahweh the Son, grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from the Yahweh the Son. Blessed be the Yahweh and Father of our Yahweh the Son, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Yahweh the Son. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous and without blemish before him in love. Verse 5. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Yahweh the Son to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us acceptable in the beloved. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Hallelujah. That's excellent, Mo. Remember one thing. The feast day will be at 7:30 tomorrow. White garments, Feast of Weeks. And that's just the way it is, C-Ray. And remember one thing Yahweh told you about what he got on the table. We got to be by Yahweh's business. That's all we can tell you. We got to be by Yahweh's business. So remember, we'll be back on airwaves tomorrow at 7:30. After 7:30. We're going to talk a little bit about the feast days, the young lions, the elders. Going to get in there on there. And old Phil will be ready to eat them up and drink them up. But we want to make sure you're clear about something. Because the world have hijacked your book. They hijacked your book. And you can't get them out of it, but voices of the two Israelites can get them out of it. Now, Mother B of Israel, let's run to the 11th chapter called Romans. And we're going to see what the 11th chapter of Romans says in verse 15 down to verse 17. Let's see what we can read in Romans chapter 11. Verse 15, that long word is called reconcile. Reconciliation, reconcile. Paul going to talk about some reconcile and some reconciliation. All this good talk. He going to talk some good talk. And let's see what he say, Mother. We go on to Romans chapter 11, 15 down to verse 17. Come on.
Romans chapter 11, verses 15 to 17. Verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciliation of the world, which shall the receiving of them be but life through the dead. Verse 16. For if the first fruit be righteous, the lump is also righteous. And if the root be righteous, so are the branches. 17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree.
Mm-hmm. So sum all that up in verse 26. What is you talking about? Sum it up in verse 26. All that good talk they use to bring every nation in, just gonna knock it out the park in verse 26, mother. D.F. Israel, come on.
Romans chapter 11, verse 26. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of...
Go ahead.
There shall come out of Yagda, the deliverer, and shall turn away unyakwaliness from Israel.
So all that reconciliation and reconcile, broken off and branches broken off, he was talking about all Israel come back together as one. So you see how they just duke you up so bad and they bring themselves in and you can't get them out. All that Jewish talking was talking about Israel. Let's run over to the book of Jeremiah 11, verse 16 to 17. See, all that being drafted in, broken off, now we can come back in again. That whole conversation about southern and northern kingdom of Israel come back together as one nation. That's all Paul was talking about. But the other nations are just elbowed you right up out of that and said, you've been drafted in and they've been drafted in. It got nothing to do with now. It got something to do with northern and southern kingdom of Israel. Jeremiah 11, 16 and 17, bring it.
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, Yahweh called your name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit, with the noise of a great trumpet. He has kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. Verse 17. For Yahweh hosts that planted thee has pronounced evil against thee for the evil of the family of Israel and of the family of Yada, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger and offering incense unto Baal.
You see that? So you see what Paul was bringing to the table. He was bringing what Jeremiah tape was talking about the children of Israel, southern and northern kingdom. They jumped down in Roman holler some drafted in and some wild olive trees. And it's talking about southern and northern Israel. See that?
Mm-hmm.
See how easy it is? See, Roger, just take the picture. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4, 5, 33, and 34, in a closing statement there, Mother E.
What?
Up, Israel. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30, I mean chapter 50, verse 4 and 5, and 33 and 34. So you see, Roger, until you get in the right ministry, you're going to remain a congregation of dead. This Bible is concerning the southern and northern kingdom of Israel. The feast is tomorrow at 7:30 on the radio. Got it? Good. Jeremiah 50, 4, 5, 33, 34, and the closing statement. Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 4 and 5, 33 and 34. verse 4. In those days and in that time, says Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yahdah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh, their Yahweh. Verse 5. They shall ask the way to Yahdah with their face heaven toward, saying, come, let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Verse 33. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Yahdah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive hold them fast, they refused to let them go. Verse 34. Their Redeemer is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he might give rest to the land and dispense the inhabitants of Babylon.
I tell you what, give me 13 verse number 10 of Revelation, the closing statement. I can stand me another the shot, mother. Give me Revelation 13 verse 10. Make it 9 and 10. 9, 10, the closing statement.
Revelation.
13 verse 9 and 10. 13,
okay.
9 and 10.
Revelation chapter 13, verses 9 and 10, verse 9. If any man has an ear, let him hear. Verse 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
Close the family, mother. Excellent. Mother E, Mother Z. Mother E, Z, D of Israel. Elder Mr. Tim. Young Lion, Brother Micaiah. Excellent. Close the family, that mother. D of Israel. It's all you and we catch your eyeball to eyeball tomorrow. Come on.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the commandments of Yahweh and the law that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
How can we say anything more behind that? WCC, Latter-day Saints, Big Timothy Dolan out of New York, Roman Catholic Church. How can we say anything behind it? I'm saying one thing. This is Yahweh doing his marvelous in our sight. 1:18:23. The feast day is tomorrow. It's called a feast of weeks. The white garments. Starts at 7:30. It's up to you. All six locations is open with them white garments on, with them parentas on. And one day he might tell you, friend. In 22 verse 11. Why come in here with no wedding garment on with no fringes? He'll throw you in the fire.